How come they went out of Adam with a shachar? That's my Krishna. And that's a chama. And Avodah Shachar, that's the end of the Sipa season, Sam. Rabbeinu Sadia, I think, is the kasha. So why did they go out? He is my Krishna. What they do, the one after this man. There was no chiv then. So some say that's a looking called marbe. Marbe is evil. What's the answer, kasha? Because the Zman doesn't stand. The more statement Chulin Datsach in the Chagiga Datsach Ravuna Ki Matul Haikro Bochi Mi Bikes Zois Miyadchem Ramois Chatzede. There's a post that the Novi says, who is you to come to the Beis HaMikdash to step with your feet into the Beis HaMikdash? Those of the Gemara and the Eved that the Rabbi doesn't want to see him. Takoni Yeshloi. So Chaim cries with Lim Pshat. Mi bikes zois mi yedchem ramois chatzelei. When a mensch kommt rein in Beis HaMikdash, darf er reinkommen in sein Kopf und mit sein Herz. But if a person comes in only with his feet, that's what you do, you oil a regel, you go with your feet, you go in, it doesn't make a man. But also the Novi said, mi bikes zois mi yedchem ramois chatzelei. Who werde gebeten, so sein reinkommen mit deine Fies, you come to the Mokka Mikdash, aber der, and the mitzvah, part of the tuk in the mitzvah is, that you have to be oil regel, you go with your feet inside. But it's a lot more than that. In the Heilige Nacht from the Leil HaSeder is HaLeila HaZeh Kuloi Matzah. HaLeila HaZeh Kuloi Matzah every single second. HaLeila HaZeh Kuloi Matzah, a mensch can verdient so much in the oil maruchni. And he can arise Kuloi Mamashi and go out of his finstere, bittere Mitzrayim. The Kol Mini Meitzorim that is Chal on a person machmas the Cheshkas HaGolus. And the person can't get out. Is a laila azel kuloi matza. A mensch can arois gain if he prepares himself. Ein echanami is a srusa de laila. From the Eivish, there's a gisach arois from them. As eifel chovius of ruchni is a mensch can zukumen. But you have to be a kli kibble to be makabel. If somebody's going to come with a little cup and somebody's going to give you gallons of water, is a mensch muzach zugreiten for the laila. A pesach to be makayim, to be makabel, this is a srusa de laila. Rabbi Shulay Diskin found out there was an almona in his area in Eitz Yisrael when he moved to Eitz Yisrael. Machas al ganza meisa shahoya. He found out there was an almona that she got a stroke. Lo yaleinu. She was the isha zekena ad lahafli. And when he found out right away, Rabbi Shulay was matrich himself to make sure that every day from his house it should come out the meals. And he had noshim tzedkonis to go and take care of her, bring her the food that she could eat, that she could swallow, the drinks that she needs, was masada the medicines, as with the almoda nishgahat came conditioned anybody to finish. And from his house came out the whole yeshua for this alter freud. Once the yeshua lev was before yontif, and he wanted to say gvinsher ona gut yontif, and he came into her. So then she is Rebech Betein Bakosha Benchmin Metariches Yomim. Someone that was standing next to Rabbi Shul Rebech Fashtenish, Zolzi Benchim for Rafur Shleima. You do that by Rabbi Shul Leib, there was Hanoganisis, Kala Yotz Mepiv, Tzadigoyzakoshvokim, Kala Tzadigoyzakoshvokim. There's some really dick and miraculous dick and nisim that happened under his hands. And Alam Gavus in Yerushalayim, if you can get Rabbi Shul Leib, that wasn't so easy to get him that he should say, but if he said it was in the sky. It's cool that the Freud Betsy what she is as a chom alichas yomim. So somebody asked her, she said, in a nice way, she said, Rebetz and Alta Rebetz, Loma Echfregen, a state of the Godla Ador that Rebbe Shulei. Und du weißt doch, as a kola yoetz me piv yase. So why is she asking for a vushleimer? What are you asking for alichas yomim? Und sagt er, I still hate him, und in die Matzim, du wusst Loma alichas yomim? Ah, so she said, du verstehst nicht. He says, what's a fadinin if I have a refuah shleima? I patter myself in midas adin? I won't. If you don't get your own shim in this world, you get it in the other world. In the other world, that's a lot worse. It's loin tzach di yisurim. But I want to have a liches yomim. hat er bisho lebi gefragt, fa mein Kind, fa was willst du am Mariches Yom? She says like this. Bemis Guf is not Noki, she has no control. But once the day, the Noshim Tzadkani is amenaka her, and she could say one bracha. She said, it's kedai to have Aliches Yomim, that every day I could be maskei Shem Hashem. When Abishua Leib heard that, it went out of his kelim. She said, alte Freud. It's kedai for her to finster the bitter the Yisurim, the Aliches Yomim, of having that one time during the day, she was be able to say a bracha. That means that trachten. As I'm not sure, I was like, I'm going to get fired. He said, I'm going to storm many times. And also, the Alta Freim always gelet. It's wiffle hoi do. Daf a mensch hob. And a mensch, that's the platz out of his heart. As the nach from Pesach, that he has a gelegenheit. Not only to say one bracha after a different bracha. But he can be zoiche to have zman chere tzein, which be chal on him himself. And his family, whoever's around the table. And the nach from Pesach, a mensch can a reis gehen von seinem finster Mitzrayim. Yibakuk, the Freud was so dankbar that she could be maskei Shem Hashem is benikius is bayuns mizan greisit tzadikim chayvadum natalis atzmoi b'fnei haregel megetoch to the mikveh and I mentioned Torah and I mentioned is vifel dam a person and if you're not longing for it if you're not waiting for it you're not platzing for it like Yisoyim Shoyish Avodin says that if you have to long for it if you have to can't you just write on the bizarre chemosa yes guys to have azayi the kanach. Is a oiva mensch great sich zu, and he has this gaguim, for the ach is a moide dik matzliya. The alta alfandri, they call him, that's how they call him, the great Baal Mekubel, the big goyin, he lived, I think, till 126 years old. He lived very, very long. I think there's even a letter from the Rabbi Kiva Eger to him. A kid said anyway, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and at the, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, somebody had, people used to bring him money, stock a pigeon geld, v'chulu. Somebody took from him 200 Napoleons. That's a tremendous amount of money. And he had it before Pesach. He was supposed to give out that money. L'maisa mitis gegamit for them. And they told him right before the Yontif, as that money that he had, was gegamit. So he said like this, geld kemen ave gamit for me. I'm going to go into the Seder Kaloi Hoyo. And the people around me had so many people around them. They were so nishtoimim. If you heard this, I mentioned Zakoyach. To have a tzolul dike kop, a tzolul dike hearts, even though he had such an aved, then he's going to have to take the money. Maybe it was a pshin, if long, whatever's not the game. But when he went into the Seder, Zemel from Dana Muri de Gazach, no matter what you tear this up, yeah, the mensch had to under the peklach. When it comes to the Pesach Seder, you have to empty out the whole lathe and empty out your cup. Nothing else could be there. Nothing else could be there. Except the mitzvah halayla. If you're going to be fanum with this and where I'm going for chalamoid and what's this and I need shirch and I do all face. Come with different sound that's going on. Everybody's hearts was bougie with them the ganze Zeit. You're not going to get from the Pesach Seder. Is you have to mamish take it from Yad Vim. Clean out your hearts before you go into the Seder. That's not easy. And make sure the only thing you're going to do is you're not going to be Masih Adas from the Nyonah from the Seder, but the Kikim from the Seder. Now, the Baal HaTanya was a younger manchik. If I could say that word, younger manchik, I can't imagine these people ever being young. The way we visualize these people, they're all old people. It bothers me terrible when I see these stories, these pictures, this form that they bring out from Gedolim. I saw a picture from Abba and Leib when he was a boch, he didn't have a beard. Abba Chaim Shmulevitz, he didn't have a beard. He's wearing this, he didn't have a beard. You don't print it. You see a person of Alter Mensch, only I can't imagine the Getlacha mentioned that there were babies and they were born. I told you once that Rav Leib Bax was giving a shir. And if you said, Omer Rav, so some Chochem from the Manishtana, yes, Rebbe, where did Rav live? So Rav Leib Bax said, Rav lived? Rav was born? Rav died? Rav was in the Gemara. You can't look at these people that. The Baal HaTanya was a younger man, was very, very poor. He wanted to go to the Mazicha Magid. He was yearning from him. He wanted to go for him for this Dorim. So it was very hard to get in over there. And Bekushi, till he had strength in the Yisrishus if he can come. So Mazicha Magid says, Danius in his house is Noida. He doesn't have a kois to give him that he should be able to drink the Dalit koises. Everybody else that's coming, those that are Danash that are coming, they're coming with their own matzahs. Of a kois, the own matzahs and their own wine, but I can't even give you a kois. Come, have a benkel. So the Baal HaTanya says, okay, I'll bring my own. He didn't have. So he took a glass that he had from his house. He tries, he's a bikachel kashered it. So he put it into water for 3 days and soaked it, the face like the Machaber. Finished it, sit down, he took it out, and it made a gol or whatever, and it came into the Seder. Came into the Seder, all the Srofim, they were sitting around the table, and they were waiting for the Rav Amaga to come inside to start the Seder. Kitzi doesn't come in. He doesn't come in, there are people waiting. You know, it's late, you know, they used to keep Bismanim. Afikoimene, they have to do Bismanim. They were Balai Halocha. And Akum Nisharayim. So everybody was thinking, maybe I did something wrong. So the Bala Tanya was thinking, maybe I should not have done this with my glass. I should have not used the glass. I should have episode of a Nishkash and a glass. Kitsi took out, he took the glass, he threw it out of the house. As soon as he threw it out into the Ashba, all of a sudden the Rav Magad, the Mazicha Magad comes in. So right away he came in, and then right away they found that Eitzah with a Koisa, Kitsi, Tzah Eitzah again. So then the Bala Tanya, after by, when it was Shulchan Oilich, he asked the Rebbe, is this given to leave mine kois? He says, Chavesich wegen dein kois and another kois, ein zach vesich. He said, I was about to go in, and I was magish that Amor is not letting me. He says, it's not b'shlemus. My Pesach tish av zayn betachl sayidun. So he says, what's with your kois? He says, ein echadam itakad that Amor holds, you can't cleanse the chuchus. You can't marshal it. So he said, that's what it was. So from that the Bala Tanya learned, by big people, I mean, we're all b'dievet people, the Hagam that we're alive is also all b'dievet, and the fact that we look like human beings is also from the Nisim and the Flois, that we don't look like monkeys, because we're not even Yilud Yisha, come out the way we act, and the way we think, the way we talk, and the way we do everything. Oh, but it's one of the greatest matons that the Yevshim makes, that the human race keeps looking like the way it keeps looking. Anyway, our co-ponimus, he said, Zema von Danet, a Seder, is the nach was mitreft em. Mitreft em. Va'achshev kervonu lfnei harsin. Achshev kervonu. Oy mitreft em has to be betachlis with every hidur. Not everybody can live that way, but the hidurim that you can. And we're a reicher folk now. We're not poor. It's not the way it was once. Yeah, the mensch kenzach ha'etz again. Hidur achir hidur. And then the hidur achir hidur v'dramo, rein kum v'dramo, we're not magazine these things over the oiris from Yontov will come in according to how much you mahadir on the inyu from Pesach. Mitchilo oiv de avadizora hoyaviseinu va'achshav kevono hamokim. What's made achshav? Moshe lemelech bosa v'don. In the olden days, used to be a king. Used to travel around in the places where he was, where he ruled. He wanted to see how the people act. So he disguised himself. He went inside and. And he was sitting over here in a hotel and this and that, and somebody was sitting next to him, and he was in its stick, in its stick. The king walked here, the king walked there. Then afterwards, the king went back to his palace. Afterwards, they found out that this was the king. When the person realized that he was sitting next to the king, they were joking around, he didn't know that was the melech. Or the gliss in the hof and come. If I would have known that the melech is sitting right next to me, I would have done everything. But then it's finished. The melech is back on his throne. The night from Pesach is the night was the Shechina kumt darop in jede jiddische Stub. Und tome, the glebst es nicht. If you don't glebe, as Elion Novi kumt da rein bei dir, so then your yain is yain nesach. We are maminim, b'nei maminim. Elion Novi kumt da rein, the Shechina kumt darop. And you have to believe it. And you have to act accordingly. With all the hidurim. And that you have to explain that to your family. As much as you believe in it, that's how much. Yeah, it's going to be tefech hamnasa tefech. If you don't believe in it, then your kids are not going to pick it up. But if by this, mamash shakoch by the hearts that you don't want to be masir das while the shchin is do, bal teliono with the mavase the gula is going to come, and it's such a moedikah oidis that's going to be chal in every yiddish shtub. Every yiddish shtub is a mensch can zoyche zayn noyloitz. The Gemara in Kedushin, they all speak about a makashi isha amanash nitzadi gomur. Zafilu rosh gomur is mekadeshes. For us, shemi hiru tshuva biyoder. Shemi hiru tshuva beliboy. So shteilch v'dan. The Mefarshim said, "Dov noyder." Meches chinuch anetit. Noyim this time. But chalois tzadi. But you have to have all the other ikrim. But to change yourself from rosh to tzadi gomur with hiru liboy. A mensch banach the nacht from seder can so come to dvorim noyroyim. Just with a hidu liboy. And from now on, I'm going to be a yid. From now on, I'm going to be a ben chodim. I'm not going to be a avdei taivis. I'm not going to be a fashklafta mensch. I'm going to throw away all the poor of a chazira, all the avdes that I have, and I'm going to throw it to the tzadara. From now on, I'm going to be a nandra mensch. I Menschen sind ein Tzadik Gomel, the night of Pesach, was der Melech Malchi Amlochem sitzt bei ihm bei den Pesachs later. How could you not take advantage of those moments? If you're just a little wild as a person, then the night is over. And then, oh, what I could have gotten. And then, shen shen tzushpat. It's moments that you have to sell. You have to wait for it and greater zu. Don't be masir dasan. A mashu. Kol doidi hini zabo medalag alahorim bekavetz alag boys. This is the pasuk that they say is one of the main reasons why we say shira shirim. The Avis is medalag alahorim. Medalag alahorim. He jumps over alag boys, even if the he jumps over that. He lets himself down. Even though with the lowest person, a mensch has a gelegenheit, and a mensch can sich zugreiten, is moiridig. And by moiridigol, it steht moiridigol, so gilischchen. There's a moiridig meisa, even though I don't want to take off time to say his stories, but it's a moiridig meisa that it's a limit shankamoyu. I'm sure nobody minds if I speak a little bit open. How many people stay up the whole night? How many people fall asleep? Comes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Why, I worked so hard. I was cleaning for the last 2 weeks. Face was, you know, I had a boy. Why you fall asleep? I lost this. Lost. It was a person, like Elena, which shouldn't happen to a person. But if the person, there was a fruma year, the person was the one that he had. He's the mole vates he had from the products he had. And then he worked very hard during the week. They came Leil Shabbos, every single Leil Shabbos, not all of a sudden. Came Leil Shabbos, he fell asleep. He came to the Shabbos table after davening, and when he came to say Kiddush, all of a sudden his eyes just ate him up. He couldn't keep it up. Whatever he did, he couldn't keep his eye. He just fell asleep. They put him into his bed. And one of the kids that I made Kiddush was such a busy person, until the next morning he woke up. This one week after week after week. He went to doctors, they don't see anything, they can't be masked, what happened? Because he went to Gneis Tzadik. A Shmuel Abba Mezichlin. Great Tzadik. So as soon as he came in, he told him what it is. He says, Avad, it's a poshet. He said, Zoch of Hashomer. There was a Shomer Shabbos. Hafas Chus to Zayin Maske Shabbos. There was a Nisha Shomer Shabbos. He's a Mechal Shabbos. He said, Rebbe, I'm from a year. He was always mentioned. He came back home. He was so zerbrochen. He said, not only did I get a bracha from my Rebbe, was a chal from the Moilem Omloye, but mit ungeschmissenach menashayach, mechal Shabbos. And he broke down and started crying for his family. And then he came, was ready with it. No one said anything. And it was getting close to ready to Friday. And one of his kids says, Tati, I would never say anything up if you bald the Rebbe this gezak, I'll tell you. Just a few months ago, I was up and I heard in the middle of the night was Leil Shabbos. You got out of your room and you went, you put on the light, it's long it's in Nalicht. And you went, you made yourself a cup of coffee, you drank it, then you shut out the Licht and you went back to sleep. I was so scared that I saw you on Mechal Shabbos. I was always afraid. I don't know what happened. But I was so ashamed. I couldn't say it to you. But yes, as the Rebbe this goes up, sometimes that's what happened. So the person says, why didn't you tell me? He says, I couldn't get my... Why didn't you stop me? He says, I was so scared when I saw... As my tata's Mechal Shabbos, I was frozen. He goes back to the Rebbe and he tells the Rebbe, this is what happened. He says, no, but he goes up. If you're a Shoyme Shabbos, then you have supposed to be Maske Shabbos. As I mentioned, that you have a rain in the Shomer, and vibald you a poigim in Shabbos, the Shabbos nem lekomer, melos nish darayin. So he says, so what's my take on it? He says, you have to be moist nefesh for Shabbos. Good. Moist nefesh, so he's waiting for the sign. A few weeks later, the poritz that has this big windmill and all the molerai from the veitz for that he owned, so he tells him, listen, Hezachayin, the Baruch Hashem were very successful. I don't know if he said Baruch Hashem, but he said we're very successful. And I want to be machem, I want to make the business bigger. In order to make the business bigger, I'm going to need money. The only way I see they can make money, taka, the profits come in very nice, but not enough that we can invest to make the business and make the buildings bigger. Is I think we have to work on Shabbos. So he says, right away, this is my design. He says, I'm sorry, he says, that I can't do. He says, listen, I did my homework, says the poritz. There's certain Jews, what they do is they sell to the goy the profits that come in from Friday and Shabbos, and then they work the rest of the day, and the rest of the days we split it. So I'm willing to do it. He says, maybe other people do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. So he says, listen, I'll give you a little time to think about it, because you're an Eved Neman. The man says, I'm not going to do it. Kids have kind of a few weeks went by, then he says, listen, you have to make a decision. He says, I'm leaving. So he says, okay, leave. Person goes back to the Rebbe, and he tells him, listen, I had this in the Soyed. And Baruch Hashem, I was Oymid Ben Nisoyim. The Rebbe's on the bench, and if I'm Zoycha Zayin, I should be able to say Kiddush. I'll say Zoycha. He said, the Ebbish on the bench, and you're Oymid Ben Nisoyim, Zayin Gevaldi. Nish no dos, but Shabbos is Makoy Rabrocha. Shabbos vet the bench. If you're Oymid Ben Nisoyim, Shabbos ki, Makoy Rabrocha, Shabbos vet the bench. No, the person, the guy went, and he didn't have any pandosa. He started borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. The person built up his thing. He took somebody else. All of a sudden, this broke and that broke and this broke. He was losing so much money, it was not a vibe. The parents understood that must be that he should have gone back to, he should have worked together with him. So he fired the second guy and he took back the first person. And then all of a sudden, the business was blossoming. So much more orders came in and so much more atzlocha. When the person was zeichet to have moedi de kashiris from this, and then he opened up a different mitzvah zeichet. Zok the Rebbe Azeim, a mitzvah that you're mavaze is the mitzvah that I'm going to go melos nishtarayin. I want to tell you something. There are people that learn Megillah, people that learn Tainis, people learn Brachas. Comes the Ketzim of Orchem, the doors are locked already. People learn Bav Metzia, comes to Hazov, I don't know. Is there Neshach, melos nishtarayin? There's certain Mesechtes and Shas, and Mekhtayis, melos nishtarayin. A person has a good head. There's no reason why you can't learn it. For some reason, the Torah is being doicha. Only because a person was mavazel something, benegeit the Torah, as malos nishtarayin. Malos nishtarayin. Shabbos los nishtarayin, those are machal Shabbos. Boz ledovi yachovaloi. Same thing with Leil Seder. If a person didn't treat the Leil Seder via mensch, as a Seder with the nishlozen, yenanach. It's the einschlof and sign busy. Has shom the killer kodom so if you have a dech with that solo, you be with the whatever, you'll be phenomenal. Is the first thing a person has to do is afton tshuva for how I treated the leil of seder bizyet. Once you do that, with the seder there are line losen. And if you don't have that bengshaf and this and what, from now on I'm going to be a mensch to the seder. I'll be moise nefesh to stay up with my children. Be vitus last be gewaldig. I want to go through different inyanim from the seder. I'll be the seder, but it's a lot of work. We'll start from the beginning. I'll call upon him. Karpas. We'll start from karpas. I really should start really with Kaddish. That's really, don't name it Kaddish, Besser. Kaddish, what do you do by Kaddish? Melike Shtifa. Before every Kaddish or Brocha, the Kaddishes have to be rinsed out. After you rinse out from the inside and the outside, I started Dvarim Nema B'Kaddish or Brocha, Melike Shtifa, then afterwards you can say Kaddish. But it's a different thing you have to do. You have to rinse out the lathe. Before you're ready to say Kaddish, it's from the Dalet Kaddishes. In Yonu from Gula, you're going to be drinking, you're going to be toasting to the king, and you're going to drink Lakovet the Melech. For the Dalet Shonis of Gula, is a person that has to be Meriko Shtifa, his heart. Chas v'sholom, if your heart is full with junk, it's full with junk, it's Chas v'sholom, it's Venish Rangi. It's Kaddish from the first Avoida, don't be Romos Chatzele, Stamzai Truk, Metaine Fizz. It's Avodah Shebelev. It's Kaddish, just like you prepare the koises, they have to be washed out. There's a lot of Hidurim with the kois. Some people have Ituf. So the Asar Dvarim, Kiyadua, the going was Makar and all Asar Dvarim. Anyway, I'll call upon it. Oh, but the lay for sure needs Malika Shtifa. So the person prepares his house. And when you sit down with your children, whether if you're being Oyach to Seder, if you're making the Seder, explain to them that now that we're saying Kaddish, it's not only Kaddish of the mitzvah, which of course is dekazach, the kais has to be ready, but the mensch has to be ready. Like I told you yesterday, a mensch has from Tazayin, at least a kabbalah, on some sort of a shmir on his pen, for tavan zoychazayin, as I say, kaddish. So the shemais, I'm afraid to say, it's right, the mensch is done. I'm going to say it anyway, far from. The shvala zayda, al klena yingala, the helige shvala zayda, and he said, zog kaddish. So the kiddush is all kaddish, when the tata kum to hey, mach the kiddush. Gleich mach the kiddush. So the shpola zayde was waiting. No, doesn't know what he wants. He said, "Man darf zong weiter. Man darf machen kiddush. Kedei, as the kinder lach zong nisht einschlof, and zong fregen, man ish tanda." So the kid said, "My rabbi didn't tell me that." He says, "Chaz, zog, zusammen. Kaddish. The tata kum to hey, from kiddush, no? Und mach kiddush, er tut on the weiße kittel, und er, Er macht Kiddush, kiddush ist der Kindersohn, nicht ein Sohn, sondern fragen meine Stahne. Gut, die Kirche hat rein, ist er over, die waren weiter. During Yontif, his Malamed came to the Tisch from the Shpola Zeder. Sie ist in my height? Sie sagt, der Rebbe, der Mr. Kids are small. And so it's hard for them to memorize the everything. So I gave it to them a kitzah. First thing he told them is also the wissen sein. Every single thing has been mesoyer. And Kleiso, what you think is this is a narishkeit and this is a glecht and this is us, the way you heard it from your Rebbe and machoif to say to your children, there's a mesoyer all the way back and there's a tifa kavana. He said, I'll tell you what it is. Zog der Azei. When the tata kommt daheim from the shul, welche tata, auf wen um alkein, und die erste gibt a kuk in der ganze Kadur der Orens, als gibt a kuk, alle Menschen haben gedaven, sind gesagt, hallel, dos, that say hallel, mit der Zei, slavas they daven. Zog die Eber, zog der Peite, kade ish, is die Eber nach Machare sein noch einmal gektus. Wie bekarst himself noch einmal mit Klai Yisrael. Kade ish. Tate kommt daheim von Schuh, macht der Kiddisch. He makes noch einmal die Chaloyes geduschen mit Klai Yisrael. Für was? Als die Kinder sollen nicht einschlafen in Golis? Und er gibt die Mulde Säulis, der Nacht von Pesach. Sie sollen nicht einschlafen. Für was? Und noch einmal die Kinder verstehen, weil die Gäste Säulis, man ist dann alleine, sind wir kolla leilis. Why are we in such Golis? Rabbanischen, we feel so connected to you. And we're so mechubar, wir sind doch eins. Für was sind wir in Golis? This was the Chassidische Meister von der Spolosei. This is a very, very important thing. A mensch darf geben zu sein Kinder zu verstehen, der ist ein Chedik von Klai Yisrael. In that time, Eva Medulduli, you fell off a tree. You harab gefallen von der Levana. No, we belong to a tzibah. And you have to explain, do you know what's going on now with these hours? In the ganze Kadur Oretz, everybody's mamish going through the Seder. And we are ein Volk, and we're doing it zusammen. Kadias von Yisrael. And the Eva says, Chazu, Chazu, Bonai, that's what's going on. And the Eva says, Kumta Rop, and I will send the Yiddish again as a Chelik with. And you have to explain your children as a Tata von Himmel Kumta Rop. And he wants to see the way we act by the Seder. Und das hat Machane sein in unserer Kedushin. Und noch dem wird man sein, als ein Bechumet, dann muss man wie ein Pelle, what are we doing in Golis? Das darf, you have to be Masbe. Not enough, it's enough, God, to you say, every go around the table, all the Yinglach, Melech, have to say, man, ich stane, true, it's a gewaltige Sache. Of nicht das zu der Wort. It's much, much more than that. You have to explain to me, you are doing this, and there are millions of Yiddish Kinderlach that are doing it. In the Etsy Soul, they already finished this Zorim. In Australia, it's already tomorrow morning, it's already after Hallel of the Shachlis. But we're doing it now, and all those in our time zone are doing it together. And a few hours, and it's going to be later on, it's going to be in Vesachvas in California, 3 hours later, they're going to say Manishtana. And then another 4 hours later in Hawaii, those, you know, in the ganze Bria, they're going to say Manishtana. And then the kid gets a different aspect like there's a whole world on the Ebstein's eyes given. No matter where we are, we're all the chelik of one Am Yisrael. We're all coming together. And we all say, man, it's time, but it's up to smash, it's not a good thing, it brings more to the soldiers. Smichas Chachomim, good, from the people that had the shoes, Kivege was, I said, hey, Marek, everybody was the Smichas Chachomim. Smichas Chachomim, Fila said it. When he said the Seder, he took his Agoda, and had to say Kadesh, and had to make Kiddush from the Agoda. So he asked him why. So he told him, first of all, two things. When you look, when you look in the verity, it's Boya La Teva, it's very, very important. Boya La Teva, Boya La Teva, go into the Teva. You'll see such oysters from those words that you never saw before, if you look in the verity, Boya La Teva. A lot of people have Aniyim. A lot of people have poor people that are coming around to say that everybody likes to make Kiddush. And a lot of people have the minik that everybody makes Kiddush. If I'm going to say it by heart because I know Kiddush by heart, stay thought now, or a man, he doesn't know Kiddush by heart, he feels uncomfortable, he's holding dirt in his agad, he's reading it off the tavla, he's going to feel fashem. So the Smich HaSchachom says, you know who taught me that? The Taz. This was a minik from the Taz. The Taz was mulidik makbid, that everybody should feel like mamish a king. So he didn't want that the Oni should feel absent different than anybody else. Or the Genumen, his Agoda, not the Kaddish. He said together, so everybody should feel the same. Should be no difference. When it comes in, before you make Kiddush, or even after you make Kiddush, you should explain to your children, Zman Chereseinu. There are people that have habits, people that have bad friends. Zman Chereseinu, you can get to a Cheres, and you have to explain it to your children. And I want to tell you something. The teen children are the most important that you have to zero in. Teen children are those in the teen years, from the 13 till by Yinglach and close game by Meidlach. They have new friends. You don't even know what they do. You don't even know the context they have. Those that have cell phones, those that have texting, you don't begin to know what they're doing. And everybody, by them, claps in the hearts. Claps in the hearts. Claps in the hearts. And they can't get out. They can't shake their friends. Und das ist der Maß bei sein deine Kinder. Er sagt, hey mein Kind. Hein per Nacht, der Schinn ist zwischen uns. Hein per Nacht ist die Ingen von Gula, Mamisch, Gula, Gula, Gula. You, it's man chere seinu. And everyone can shake off all the bad habits that he has. All the things you can be fried from all your natias. And it's very, very important. You have to believe in it that happens that Yen Nacht. Magi. Hineni muchenem zumen. Nu, unsere was? I'll leave it. It's not enough time. His mom's not to go through. There's so much in Kabbalah. Let me just. Let's go. Hini muchim zumen. We're us mesnagdim. We're all talmidim from the doide be Yehudim. Sein greise goyim and doide be Yehudim. Zog this hini muchim zumen. It's nice, greise. Zog this. I'm going to tell you why it's important to say hini muchim zumen. You want to skip l'shem yichud kitchub lichu. That's really his tainus. That no one knows the difference versus Yichud, Kitchub, Lichud, it's only one, Vishaycha Yichud, whatever the complications are, and these miskolos that we don't know. If you minig is the same, Shem Yichud, Kitchub, Lichud, Gesuntay. Oh, but those that don't say it, but the words Hinini Muchanam Zuman. Hinini Muchanam Zuman means that you're being mesim lev to what you're doing. Hinini Muchanam Zuman. I'm getting ready, and this is what I'm doing. Once you do this, it's an andre zach. Ab Chaim Sanza went the night of Pesach, he went to the his shul. Everybody was waiting. The grace of going and tzaddik. I'm bringing Allah mention from the kehila, bring him into the himmel before he even starts to say that. He was already in the doorstep into the shul. He went back to his house. Went back. What was this? Went back. He said, I waited a few minutes. Then he went again. He walked the shul. And so somebody else put off his head. Before said, oh, what was this? What was this? I'm sorry, I say. Every single thing that I ever did, I always say, Hinni Muchum Zum Nachman, great. And because I do it, that's in the scene, that's Koich and the Kedusha and the Pula. He says, when you go to Shul, I'll call Psiya Psiya the Ebsha, it's Machshev. He says, I was so phenomenal today that I didn't think of Hinni Muchum Zum and all my Psiyas to Shul. Well, I fell in. So I wanted to go back to the house and I start again. Hinni Muchum, yes, get up to Shul, Sadav and the Maidiv. Yes, get up to Shul, Zum and Korb and Pesach, whatever, wherever they were up to. I was a mulli de gesagt. Is a mensch sagt in im muchen im summen, that puts you in a frame of mind. Is a nigger in im muchen im so people think the nigger's mulli de important. Listen, snag them what you want. It's important that roiv of the nacht should be with zmilis. Wo so da sagt that is a nigger out of it. Da jenu vehisha under is a highlight. It's a highlight. Hallel. If it doesn't give me a thread and you didn't say hallel. In every nigga that's shayach, baruch hamokim, whatever they have, you have to sing it. If you have family, zusammen darf man singen, sing it, alle singen. Viel gewaltige chavivas on the nacht comes, such a simcha and tzuma. When Avshalom was by my house, remember, if you remember, he was out, away from his family. He was just with our family. He took the matzahs, he took his avikarmi, he threw it over his shoulder, he started dancing around the table. Allah Shalom felt so uncomfortable because she was sitting by the table. Shalom went around the ganze table and we all held hands. The Yinglach we danced. Darum the Tish Chayi Vodum Laharis Lidus Esatzma Laharis Esatzma Kili Yotzim Etzayim. He went around. It was Mamish Besimcha. Say she surely sang. It's more you think. Our minig is that we all, everybody, the Yinglach kommen doch zusammen. All the men we hold hands and everybody has a chance to hold the Afikomen and we dance around the table a few times. And we sing, but say so many times when we say Chai Vodum Laris is Atzma. It's a spent as Simcha, the kids will never forget it, and they'll do it. You have to bring it in. As if it's a Simcha Atzuma, then the kids will get the most. Hini Muruzum Lakai Mitzvah Sasei. Mitzvah. Noch einmal. This is a Muritik of Muskul, the state in the Heiliges for the Mitzvah is a Loshen von Tzavsa. Betreft sich. If you believe that every time you do a Mitzvah, as you treffs them, the mitzvah and the mitzvah treffen sich by the mitzvah is neure v'oyim. It's mamish. You can't be masik how much you can get out of it. Is yet the mitzvah that you're doing, every second that you're saying magid or shemeya ko'oyne, every second and you're doing mitzvah, is yet a gewaldige tzavse. And this tzavse, don't give it up. And if you're not going to say, hinini muchim zumu for this tzavse, you're not going to have it. You just have hinini muchim zumu, it's not going to have a kiddush. I'm going to say, it's a kiddush. Oh, but the tzavse was not talking. The tzavsa, that's the hung, because you want the tzavsa. That's the zoyche zayin. Now, the vada is a tfilah v'hinoyim. That's a pasuk that it's kedai to say. Shenemo, first of all, shteta zay in the Haggadah. When it's a tfilah, then it should be melutza. And if you had a mensch lost from that eye, no one wants to be thrown out. Pesach. Now, I'm going to Magid now. Pesach. Pesach, the mouth speaks. There's a time. Because Klai Zohar is such on a high level, that there was a pagam on the Koyach HaDibur. Either because of Bamei Eda, or Imino HaChosi. Whatever the fierce was of Avram, Ramban, this, Mepharshim, Klai Zohar was nifkam the Koyach HaDibur. There are many people, when the Chas HaShem, the Esar, they know how to express them. Some learned the Sheni Yedei Yedlisel. You know what's the Sheni Yedlisel? It's a Chochem. It's the Chochem that does not express himself. It's all tumult in the Rishon, who's the Sheni Yedei Yedlisel? There are certain people, they don't know how to... He doesn't know how to say out the Kashi. He can't. He's Sheni Yedei Yedlisel. He doesn't say, yeah, Psachlo, you take care. And we as on the side, there's such a time when the Chai Zoh Chas HaShem Vayyondchu B'nei Yisrael. They get the oi, they get the krech. So why don't they speak? Vatal shavosam, they just say, oi. But they didn't say words. They couldn't say words. They just didn't know how. They didn't know how to express it. They just couldn't say it. That's why we say in Downing, Shema Koylenu. Sometimes I mention Kenish. She goes, oi. Just the voice without the dibuch, except that. Shema Koylenu. Chus Farachem Aleinu. Is the Nach from Pesach is a time that the person has reshus. He has reshus that Pesach. You have a siyat of the Shemayim, no matter what your chet adibur is. If you're makabel to purify yourself, it's Pesach. And the night of Pesach, a mensch can be moiledig. He can ask Kana Ben Shurl, we went through many times. As the Nach from Pesach during Magad, you could beg and ask the Eibishter for anything that you want. That's why it's very, very important. The mitzvah salayla is done always with the mitzvah salayla is done with the mouth. Sipit Yisim Sam, the achila, everything. That's why Lechem Oy needs to. We have the shoes. Till kolam arba. In Zoya Kodesh Shtei, that the Eibshter tells the Pamal Yishal Maila, Luchu kum gein tzazamen v'shimu hasipur shel hashvach shali she'om nimbonai. The Eibshter tells his Pamal Yishal Maila, was the verte meinen, but v'aminim b'nei maminim as a shtei. As the Eibshter says, Pamaya, come, let's go down into every single Yiddish Shtub. And the Eibshter goes down. He's Yoyded Lamata, Kumaragin, the Yiddish Shtub. She hid with the Klai Yisrael says the Shvach. And it's very important to say thank you. You have to remember that. Such as some Agod the Magad, you read over there, you have to say thank the Eibshter for all the wonderful lesson that he did when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Holach Ma'anya. Kol Dichin Yesav Yechel. Kol Dichin Yesav Yechel. What does that mean? Kol Dichin Yesav Yechel. It was a Maisa Noida. I don't think it was in your time. Rabbi Henoch Leibowitz from Chofetz Chaim. He was a nephew from the Chofetz Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim. From the Chofetz Chaim himself. Fiazol and Zayim Veda Odom Godel Ad Ma'oid. Odom Godel Ad Ma'oid. He had a yeshiva. It's called Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim. It was in Queens. He once spoke a shmuz in yeshiva. He's Meshundik. Mamish Meshundik. Is he had a Talmud? It was Elter Bocha that was learning by Rab Henach, and the Bocha was there for many years and he's gang by a Shidduch. So somebody told him, "Hezra, you know, Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, change your Yeshiva, Mashan Amogam, Mashan Mazel." So he went to a different Yeshiva. He has a shoes for Rab Henach. He was there many years. He felt so uncomfortable. It was Elter Bocha, good. So he went to a different Yeshiva. Went to the other Yeshiva. It's 2 months later, he became a Chosin. Oh, but his whole lump distance, whole the Chavetz Chaim has a certain Derech Alimut. Whole lumps, everything. The guy was from Rab Henach. So he went to Rav Henach, he told his Rosh Shiva, he told his Shiva, I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem. I have a Shidduch, and I'm pleased that I'm here in Rosh Shiva to be Masad Kedush. He said, Abada, what's the Shaila? Nothing to talk about. Good. That was his first time. Then he went to his new Rosh Shiva, and he told his Rosh Shiva that, you know, Baruch Hashem, I became a Mazel, Brocha, I became a Chosan. He said, very, very nice. He says, but I have to explain to Rosh Shiva that I have to ask Rav Henach to be the Masada Kedushin because I was there many, many years. And he taught me basically how to learn. I got my whole yeniga from him. He says, what? You're going to make such a pierce in my yeshiva? A Talmud comes here and your whole shiluch you got because Mishana Mokka, Mishana Mazel, are you not going to take me to be the Masada Kedushin? If you don't take me, not only am I not going to go, but I'm not going to let him tell me to go. As I pierce, I'm not going to let. And the man thought, the man is totally farouk. A fashtetnis, a fafal. No, finally he was there broken. He still was learning in that yeshiva. He didn't go back to Rav Henach. Came to the week, 2 days before the chasna. He goes to Rav Henach and he asks Rav Henach, you know, the yeshiva, you know, tomorrow night is the chasna. I'd like to shtel tzulkah. Rav Henach says, I can't make it. I'm not feeling well. There's no way I can make it. Physically, I can't make it. The next week, he's a bit of a gal. He goes back to his new Rosh Yeshiva and he says, I'll be honest, I went to Rav Henech, and Rav Henech says he can't make it. Please, Yeshiva, please. No. Now you're coming on. Not second fiddle. No. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not only am I not going, you don't tell me that I'm going. He doesn't know what to do. He walked out of the building, and his friend sees him. His face is down. He says, what's the matter? Why are you so down? He told him what happened. He says, the only answer, you have to go to Rav Moshe. Yes, Rav Moshe, what you should do? They both get into a car. They fly down the Manhattan. They go to Rav Moshe. They go to Rav Moshe. They knock at the door. So Tendler, Rabbi Tendler, the Mordechai Tendler answers. He says, the Rosh Hashiva is not feeling well. He has pneumonia. No one can get into him. He says, please, I just need an eitz of what I should do. So he says, what's the problem? He tells him what the problem. He says, wait by the door. He goes back in. He comes out in a few minutes. So Moshe said like this. And Moshe told him, I would come. But I have pneumonia. It's the first time I told the man, I can't go. But I'm asking for it. This is what you should do. Go to Rav Yankov. And ask Rav Yankov, he should be Masada Kedushin. And if Rav Yankov doesn't go, he says he can't make it, I'm going to go with the pneumonia. Well, so the person had something at the end. They get into the car, they fly down to Rav Yankov. They tell over Rav Yankov, the guy said, this person couldn't speak in Namali Yiddish, I would have said, in the Yiddish and his English. He told the Rosh Hashiva, he told him, Rav Yankov, half what happened. So Rav Yankov says, lost the Boisha, I'll be more than happy to come. The person was so, he was swelling from Simcha. He was so happy. Then so he said, I'd like to shtel tzut for Rosh Hashiva, you know, a car, you know, everything's going to be on time. No, Rav Yankov says, no, this is my chelik, I want to go, I'll shtel tzut a car, tell me where the hall is and what time it is, this, and I'll be there. Good. Rav Yankov, Tzadik Rav Yankov, you never saw Rav Yankov. Rav Yankov is such a yeki in time. So he went, he got somebody, he hired somebody or whatever, he got to the hall. When he got to the hall, the door was locked. Because no one even came. He told him the Kabbalah, well, Rav Yankov has to be, do the ksub and everything, so he came on time, even before. So he should be, no one should have to wait for him. No one was there. Rav Yankov waited patiently till finally the chosen came. The family came, this. Rav Yankov was there. Rav Yankov was there, he was Masada the Kedushin. And afterwards, again, the chos, na broch, na kush, na the bench, he should be more like matzliach. You tell me. Tell me. Ru ma bein b'ni leben chomi. Ru ma bein b'ni leben chomi. Kol dich fin yesed yechel. Rav Moshe was willing to go with pneumonia. Rav Yankov spent over 6 hours, the one that told me the story, was over 6 hours. He left his house until he came back home. To somebody that he never saw before. He'll never see him again. For what? Kol dich fin yesed yechel. When you say Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel, you have to make a kapol and mamish believe. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel is pshutei kamashmoy. If I tref a mensch, that the person needs my help, if I can help, if I can do anything, that's a tzuleg in a hand. These are all the Gedolei Yisrael. All the Gedolei Yisrael acted that way. I told you, Rav Shach, there wasn't any younger man that didn't have some mice with Rav Shach. Rav Moshe, anybody my age and younger, everybody had a mice. I don't know, where's Shaykh? How did they all fit it in with Rav Moshe and Rav Yankov? And I heard from the Fidu with Rav Henkin. When I was a Shaykh, explain it to me. I can't answer you. I don't know. They don't divide, they multiply. They just I don't know how they do it. Okay, they used to mention they have time for everything. So when you come inside, when you explain Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel, don't make it a zogach. Explain them what you're doing. Now is the time that we're inviting everybody. Everybody should come. And then this is a lesson, and this is how you'll get out of chedus. So shezayim fanumen bezich. But anybody Kol Dichvin in any ruchni is a gach yistika eitz zora chas v'shom that zoy is as a mensch must zustand. That's the zoych. Let's give him time. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel. First, said, what time is it? Ghana, what time is it? Tell you. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechel, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yivsar. It's a body that you saw, God of Anoli. There are certain people that only talk to big people. A person has to lower himself down. Any oni that comes to you, I feel oni bedas, heremois. This would be somebody over here, you don't know, Rabbisa Wolfson. So Wolfson, when I came to yeshiva, there's 300 bochum yeshiva, that's it, with younger life altogether. And over here, there's this notion over here, there was a bulb here, a bulb, three bulbs over there. It was empty, nobody was here. Rabbisa Wolfson used to walk up and back for hours, up and back. He knew the whole Shas Bahad. Used to chazer and all with his lashon. I once said somebody else, my friend told me, Chesky Lodman, told me that he once said to Wolfson walking in the street. Say yes, and so I'm laughing. Say, why laughing? Say, I just got to a funny. I got it. The person kol hatoyle kula, kol hatoyle kula. The only two people that abshneya bochum abshneya sarafa was Yisro Wolfson and Ali Olivin. I did a chalap at abshneya. The only two they came in abshneya sarafa. They didn't kol hatoyle kula. So kamat, you never saw him with a sefer. Never saw him with a sefer. Yevamos. Remember the first day Yevamos man. I went upstairs. I was looking for. I couldn't find a gemara. So I went up to him and I asked him. I was the gemara. I wrote. I had the lashon. Where's his gemara? He says Yevamos tafkuf. He knew the whole shaspan. Nothing. The hands down. He knew the whole shaspan. Because he was once walking back up and back in the shul in Pesach, and somebody came over to him. He says, "Do you want I should learn with you?" She says, "Sure." He says, "What do you want to learn?" He says, "Whatever you want." So the person sat down, there's a wolf, and he gave him a chumash, and he was teaching him chumash Rashi till Sheni. So then, if he went down, he was praying. It's a guy that ends up in a snowshoe, he doesn't open up a safe and Bosham, I did a mitzvah, Gedoyle. The guy said, you're normal, you know who you were talking to? So the guy said, Shmuel Deutsch, Mitzvah Shem will be here for Yontif, Pashtas, he always comes. He was, Yisrael Shem was Chabuz, he said, Zayin Leben, Nishbizan Azakop. Zayin Leben, Nishbizan Azakop. He can't be Masa. Is the man she loved? There was Lamech Chum Shirash. Very good. But Rav Shem is Zalman, even a clean kid, you should tell him a word. Oh, he was so happy, Tam Gigleck, well, thanks, Zay, you're good. Kol Dirch Vayez Yerech, when you have people by your Seder, not everybody so smart like you. It's from the grace of Jesus. But there's people a little bit less than you. Lower yourself down, and everybody has to have a chedek to say that. Everybody has a chedek. You have to bring every single person, have a chedek. I feel it only bedas. A close kind of a person, whatever he says, you have to. There's somebody in the Vesika minion. Somebody gets up every day, very early, he's there for. He learns for 2-3 hours before Vesika, and as far as your mensch. So no one looks at them, no one talks to them. So every time I see him, I say, Nu chochem mahuayma. So he tells me Azavort and Azavort and Azavort. Half of it I don't understand because he speaks Ivrit, a certain type of Ivrit. Chapech. But the person feels so good. Somebody asked him, Zogavort. Nu chochma huayma, chochma huayma. He says, Avort. Every day he tells me, Nochavort and Nochavort. Make a person feel good and Bafrapa, and Achvan Seder. Everybody has to be Chedek the Seder. Holach Manyo. What's the Hemshech? Holach Manyo di Achola Avasonu ben Mitzrayim. Kol dich mi yesev yech, what's going on here? Kol dich yesev yech, hashat ha-ochel shan abo ha-ari, so, lechel, what's the emshah? Kich sam soif ha-zei. Vi bald nissen, asidin lehi goyel, and the night from Pesach is the oidus of mamish of gula. There's nothing to talk about. In order to be zeche for gula, is siyem b'mishvati podi v'shaveh b'tzdoka. I mentioned Musov in Tzdoka. In the time, the olden times, we didn't have money to give Tzdoka. Oh, but yes, of me, yeah. Sof min ha-zei. So we said like this, Holachma Anya, this is the Lachma Anya. That we are Ochlo send them saying they couldn't do so much stalker because of now it's Nishtan and the Matzev. And now we could say Kol Dich from Yesav Yechel. Yetz Mahoven. It's nicht das Gwim Amol. Oh, but yet, we can do Achnos Zorchim. And therefore, Vival, we do Achnos Zainim and Spal for the Gula. We could see him in Mishra Tivod, the Vishra Vel Bitzoga. This is some service Pshat. Mori Dik Limud, Mori Dik Limud, you have to have the mood from it. When you say holach manyo, you have to remember a person is in a gelegenite to do chesed. Even a cholmoid, even if you have, be mafish more money for tzedakah, give megeld, whatever it is, people already bought in the credit cards and all geshvolen, and you can help somebody, give them $1,000, take away enough pain from a yid, give noch tzedakah, give another $50, everything adds up. You can't be massive. Take to my house, and somebody, a bochel came, he was collecting money, made $26. And he's so happy he came. He came with his money, he wanted to give him money for my chita that he raised. So his father came along, he asked, do you want I should give you a check? I said, no, I want this money. The money was der Jüngler. Der Jüngler, he schaffed in sein hand, he went around, it's not easy. And he schaffed and he gave him geld, and he gave him geld, so chowim to the Eibishte. Mitch is matrich himself, a Jüngler. I explained to them how important it is, the achters, what's Klai Yisrael, it's Goyech Be'oritz, and why you say Shema Yisrael before you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Bo'os Olmar, that's a whole Arichas, as M'zayin Alts Ein Kvor. A Kupon V'holach Ma'anya is something that's a Gevaldi Gizach. Some of us have learned that Hashat HaHoch of Mispal, that Lashon HaBo B'Yishulayim, what's together at Vonim? Hashat HaHoch, what's the Nusach? Hashat HaHoch, Lashon HaBo B'Aradi Yisrael, Hashat HaHoch, Lashon HaBo B'Nei Cholim. So it's a Tefillah. If to every bit that a person Rav Chaim Blim wants to the shiur over here, and afterwards he said divrei agoda, to zeh shtakanum gedem. He brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoina, he gets a tshuva state, Rabbi Lezer, Yov Pluto, Loni Vod Matzli. Favos, when he said the Echse, Panech, the Rambam, it's a two places, in Stoka and the Tfilah. If you do any mitzvah, you should always say a tefillah. If you do any mitzvah, you should say a tefillah. I know somebody in Lakewood that was suffering so much. He lost his shtelah, mit the maroish kitim v'yahund. He was fashemt, his wife was fashemt, his kids were fashemt. In 1 minute, he lost his shtelah, ach, was midisarish with somebody. He was muchos lechem. So there was somebody, Chavamayin, told me the story. He went and he shaft money, it goes back many years, he shaft $25,000. He went to the person, and he told him, listen, I know that you're going through a difficult matzah, please take this money, this will help you. And then he left, he gave him 25,000 cash. The person didn't know how much money is, them. When the person walked out, he realized what he did, as again, Amesh Chiyas. He said, he stood by his car, and he said, he had an eighth tzara, I don't want to go into the platum. He had an eighth tzara, apitevet, there's no way the person could have gotten out of it. No way. He stood by the car, he said, Rabboinu Shalom, ich go hof and dein kind, help me. He told me it was nishtane shaloi al piteva. It was a tefillah after a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah. It's every time you do a mitzvah, state in Mishnah Berurah, why do you say all the harachmans you have to bring us a mol, ayichasenu? Say, well, harachmans is a bunch of tefillahs, what's all this? He says, because Zokti Mishnah Berurah, every time you say, you do a maisa pula mitzvah, so it's a glach mispal zayn, and you have shvetem from nine tefillahs. So if a person does a mitzvah, does a gefaldig mitzvah, gitach stoke, or whatever it is, a shata ocho, or he invites people, so a mensch mispal zayn, then he can be zirch, his tefillahs can be answered. Kan haben shoyo, ad kan hakofa alef, I think we have to stop here, I don't want to go away for this man. It's a lot more work. I brought 109 pages. I'm up to 25. I can't. Enough health. Maybe one more word. Oh. These are long aliches. Okay, one akuda. This is very, very important. You have to explain it to your children. You have to explain it. Masful b'gnus. What's the masful b'gnus? Machloek zayam shmu. We do both. Masful b'gnus. What's the avodim ayinu l'farim Mitzrayim? We were avodim. We're not avodim. But avodim ayinu. It's such a dova omuk ad lahafli. Today, psychologists make the most money. Everybody has inferiority complex. They don't have self-confidence. All these Americanische Sprachle. A person's an Eve. He's a shovel by sich. He has no fanem. He doesn't realize that his dibuk and tuwaif, his machshovuk and tuwaif, his meisen and tuwaif. Avodim hoyinu. This is the worst gnus, that shayach. That we, a yid, that has a chelik and a kaimi mal, that's that shayach. It's that shayach. And the person gave it up because of shiflas, habits, avedis, and became an Eve. This is the biggest. And then afterwards, you have to explain to your children, no matter whatever matzav you want, and you're in a matzav like avod mayinu, you don't believe in your koyches. So the vissus ain't it's a gnus shalayin b'gmosay. Avod mayinu l'falim b'mitzrayim tzad nidrik a shmutzke mensh a shmutzke medina was the lowest of the lowest, and afo became on the yevshun tzareis genumen. A person has to realize the glick that you zoicha. Did you think you have an opportunity to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? So we have to first realize that the gnus, in order to be margish the geula, you have to know the gnus. And that's a very, very important thing. A person that's mechubit riyebish doesn't fall into yirsh. Yirsh is shalom edas. Falamensh nutzim zayin seichel. But a person that has seichel is mechubit. I didn't even touch the tip of the iceberg and the gayet to for the pace of say that there's so much work to be done. Take Agoda, Hobrachmon is a great too. I told you the Chofetz Chaim, the years of Chofetz Chaim, the man had every taste in the world. He said, what if he didn't think, how did the man taste? So he said, I'm a trachnish, hotus nish kein tam. If he didn't prepare the Agoda, it's going to be, it's not, you have to ligand it, underline it, put your markings, what do you want to be margish? And everything that you say shouldn't be stam vertel. It should be something with lathe. You shouldn't be the Mois Chatzerei. You should be coincide with your lev and with your hearts, even if you're by your father or you're by your shver, whoever you are. But put in an active part. Don't go to sleep. It's not kedai. Fight the sleep. Fight it with you. Fight it. Stand. Do whatever you can. Pay your children money. They should stay up with you. Go through the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go through it weiter. Spend the whole night. The next day was the Shlofen. And the second night, weiter again. Oy, can Saris come with a Chush God? You can go out with such a Chush God. Fight it, fight it. It's only two nights. It's boss. It's 11. It's 11. What's he? She didn't sleep. It's boss. Can't she inside? But fat if you're great, pay a Chavrusa, pay somebody to come to your house. Or you make up with somebody. I saw two people. I don't have a Sikhan on the other side. I saw two people, and when I came to the Sikhan, so I saw two people sitting with Chavrusa, where they were going to the Sibutis inside. It was beautiful. Both the houses are the same, whatever the matzah was. So they made up pashtas, they made up, they came together over here, and then, till the Sikhan, they were Msapitis inside. So it was a beautiful zach. I mentioned the Kenesh Talayim, the Kenesh Talayim is more than Shira Shirim, Shira Shirim, Shira Shirim. Such Shayach. I want to tell you something. Learn the first Rashi in Shirat Shirim. If you learn the first Rashi in Shirat Shirim, you learn it with your spouse and you don't cry. Something's wrong. It's a Rashi that can make a stain melt. And learn that first Rashi. And your heart will open up. Grace of Tzadikim, like the Vilna Goyen, the Pasa Shochan said he was there. The Goyen said after they said everybody should leave. And he hid behind the closet, and the Goyim said, Shira Shirim. And he was swaying up and back, and the Goyim wasn't, we don't see him in that surah, in our understanding of him, whatever that means. And the Goyim passed out. He thought, the Pasuk Shavon thought that he was Nifter. Until he saw finally that his color was coming back. And then he continued. People, mamish chalas by Shira Shirim. The Alter Sefer Rebbe, the Alter Sefer Rebbe, the Heindiger's father. No one ever saw him cry. Only two times they saw him cry. They never cried. He cried by the Kapitchin Sadeva's Levaya. There he cried. And every Pesach when he said Nishmas. When he said Shira Shirim. And Kesach Steinam. Tadeles. He said in himself, he said he cried so hard. He said, it's a shit from his family. He just couldn't. Just pour out. Your heart opens up. Look over Shira Shirim before. And after the Seder. And then, Moody, they go through Nishmas. But the Vegas Hatsuma, every word should be boiled out of the page. Then we say, when you open up the door for Elyonovi, you tell your children, Elyonovi kum talai. When we were kids, we grew up that we used to think that we saw that episode. Yeah, something was missing from the quays. He took a sip of Elyonovi, and Bamuna Shleim, but that's another. I still look at the quays, maybe. I grew up with that. I can't shake it off. And I'm not interested to shake it off. Elion Novi Kum Terein Vekis. Elion Novi Kum Terein Yeri Yitzhishtu. Kum Terein Yeri Yitzhishtu. When I think from the Kois, I Zoyri, it's like Kedushin to the Kois. It's Kedua for those people that are in the world of Segulas, is that there's a Gevaldik in Segula that the Kois Shal Elio is Verafua. Take that Kois and put it away. Make sure you don't leave it overnight on the table because then it's Pogum, you can't leave it open, it has to be covered. So you cover it over with a teller, you leave it till the next morning, then the kid will look to see if Elio took it or not. Then you take that, you put into a bottle. And then the next, you put into the bottle, you save it. Chas v'shalom during the year, if anybody's a little crank, just put a few things, you'll see Dvarim Noyloi. It's also Mori Dikit Segula for Abshamshon Ostapola. Abshamshon Ostapola, Abshalom used to say, Erev Pesach. They say anybody that says the Segula for Abshamshon Ostapola, is Biyadua, nothing will be Ra'al be Shalit on him. And such Gevaldike Skulas are said from this Gevaldike Rav Shamshon Ostapola Skula. Chava Meiner printed a Sefer, he's willing to give to everyone free to take it and to say. You know, it's not on the tonight that you have to say Rav Shamshon Ostapola, but there, keep it Pesach Dik. It's Mori Dik Segulas and the Oilis of Yoim is there. Is there anybody once can take the Sefer? And the Abishon Tzala mentioned, we should great soon, we should get the most out of the Halakhi Yontif. We know the Motzei Shabbos will be a Avad for those that still don't want to clean.
Where's the Sefer?
They take this. No, 10 o'clock.
Oh, 11 o'clock.